And now, Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Briefcase, and Brolly Brigade.
The men from the ministry.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Executive Roland Lennox Brown and Richard Lamb discussing a matter high on the security scale, national defense.
All right, number two, just to check that you've got the right idea, what is the exact purpose of the early warning system?
Any senior official approaching the office will be seen in that mirror we fixed above the door. That's if they come up the stairs.
Good. And if anyone comes down the corridor, they'll step on that sugar we've sprinkled on the liner. Splendid. And now we can get down to it without fear of unexpected interruption.
Get down to what?
The most important job that I've got on today. Improving my handicap past my putter from the map cupboard, would you?
Right. Here you are, number one.
Thank you. Now, if you'd be so good as to tilt the waste paper bin on its side to serve as a hole. Thank you. Right. Now, the interlocking, overlapping, reverse, changeable grip, and here we go. I think the left edge needed on this one, I should think.
Yes, there
we go.
Sir Gregory.
Just what are you doing at the moment,
sir? Well, just what it looks like, Sir Gregory. Keeping the ball rolling.
Mom, please may I have some more? Me too, Mom.
Waring's puddings have really become our family favorite.
Waring's delicious, wholesome after-dinner puddings, full of goodness and so easy to prepare. Just heat and serve. And for your next tea party, try Waring's rich new fruitcake, available in sealed tins or handy glass containers.
Waring's puddings, they're good.
Ultra-mild cigarette of the 80s is available in 30s. Benson & Hedges, makers of South Africa's largest-selling mild cigarette, bring you their even milder version in a 30s pack. Benson & Hedges Ultra-Mild 30s. Move to lightness and still stay with taste. Benson & Hedges Ultra-Mild 30s.
Practicing your putting to me, Lennox Brown. Any working hours?
Well, of course, that's what it might look like, Sir Gregory. In fact, that's probably exactly what it does look like, but, well, that's not really what it is.
So what are you doing today?
Hang on, I'm trying to think. We are, we're testing the resilience of a new design of waste paper basket to ascertain whether it meets ministry standards. And bashing a golf ball in and out of it is a good way of testing its toughness, you see, like this, you see? There you are, you see, I told you it was left-edged, didn't I? I mean, it works, doesn't it? It works. It hasn't made one dent. And the next test is dropping it from a great height. Here we go.
Yes, all right, then.
And the next test is dropping it from an even greater height. Like this four-story window here. There she goes.
Lennox Brown!
There we are. We've proved that the new waste paper basket is tougher than the policeman's helmet. A policeman's helmet of glory.
Lennox Brown, will you kindly control yourself?
Well, I might be able to, but I doubt if that policeman will. Number two, go down and get our waste paper basket back, will you, old chap?
Me? But I...
Just tell the policeman you're very sorry and that you won't do it again.
Yes, sir. Now, more important business.
There's just one thing, Sir Gregory. We didn't hear or see you come in. How did you manage it?
Through the window. I was checking the fire escape.
We'll have to tighten up on that side of our early warning system, haven't we?
Yes, probably best to remove a few rungs, I should think. Then we'll hear whoever it is falling.
Now, look, would you two mind?
Not at all, Sir Gregory. Do carry on.
Thank you. Now, the two of you are going on a rather important mission.
Oh, I say.
I wish you would. Anyway, it's rather top secret. All details have been placed in this sealed envelope to be opened when you arrive at your destination, and not before.
Yes, yes, of course, Sir Gregory. And what is our destination, by the way?
Well, that's top secret, too. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell you.
But how are we supposed to know when we're there if we don't know where we're going?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? All right, but just keep it to yourself.
Our lips are sealed, Sir Gregory.
If details of this operation leak out through your bungling, they will be. Permanently. You're to go to Elka.
Elka?
Elka.
Ooh, you mean like Elka Sommer?
Of course I don't mean like Elka Sommer. No. Oh, I mean E-L-K-A, Elka. The English Lighthouse Keepers Association.
Oh, that Elka.
Yes. They're situated at Mud Beach on Sea. See their top man, Lennox Brown, and no one else.
Absolutely, Sir Gregory.
Right, get on with it. And as this mission is top secret and possibly dangerous, you know what to do, don't you?
Oh, definitely, Sir Gregory. Do we?
Yes. Try and die for your country.
Right, number two, this is it.
I would have thought that the Elka headquarters would be a little more impressive, though.
It's probably all part of the big secret cover-up, number two. I think a changing hut on the beach is an ideal spot. Anyway, let's see if anybody's at home.
Who's Arthur?
Well, that's a nice greeting, I must say.
Maybe it's a password.
Maybe it isn't. Come on, let's go in. Oh, I say, we are sorry. We thought this was the Elka office.
It is the Elka office, but it's also a changing hut.
Oh, yes. And you're using it to change, aren't you?
Would you mind stopping laughing? I don't see anything funny.
You aren't standing where we're standing. I mean, stop laughing, number two. There's nothing funny about it.
Eh? But I wasn't...
That will do. I'm sorry about that, Mr.
For fathering for folks. For Frederick, for fathering for folks.
Oh, how fortunate.
Yes, sir, you can call me for Freddy. All of my for friends do.
Yes. Well, I'm Roland Lennox Brown, and this is my colleague, Richard Lamb, and we're from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Oh, and what can I do for you?
We're here on a very important mission. Have you got the sealed order safe, number two?
Yes. They're here with my sandwiches.
Pass them across, will you? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Right you are.
Thank you.
You are.
It looks like they got to the bottom of your sandwiches. What on earth have you got on them?
Fish paste and condensed milk?
Well, they had. After I've studied these, Mr. For Fotheringham, for folks, I'll be able to put you fully in the picture.
For fully in what picture? What's this all about?
Oh, just one of the many top-secret missions we carry out, you know. Nothing new to us.
Well, if you have to carry official documents in sealed envelopes, you must move in pretty high circles.
Well, our superior says we move in ever-diminishing ones, whatever that means.
Now, by Jove, I've read the sealed orders, and the matter is graver than I thought. Mr. Fothering for folks, have you a lighthouse keeper in the association by the name of Snetherthwaite? Humbert?
Just a moment. I'll flash through the list of keepers. They're all in my mind, but fortunately I've got a photographic memory. Yes. He's the Folkestone keeper.
For Folkestone?
Yes, he's just off the Suffolk coast.
I see. Well, we'd better get along there at once, number two.
Tell me, has he committed a serious offence, this fellow?
Extremely serious. It's come to the notice of the Department of Health and Social Security. In 1978, this man, Snetherthwaite, affixed national insurance stamps to his card in an upside-down manner.
Good gracious.
A fixed stamps. What else?
What else? Isn't that enough?
It's an appalling and flagrant breach of regulations, and one up with which we cannot put. My word, man.
Do you mean to tell me that this is what you're here for? You've come from London at public expense just to tell me one of your fellow stuck his stamps about the face? I'm flabbergasted.
So are we. Snapper's waiter would be ashamed of it.
Oh, for fiddlesticks. You're for fooling around, that's what you're doing. You're wasting my time. You're wasting my men's time. We're for far too busy working for 14 to 15 hours a day to worry about fulfilling government red tape.
Well, there's really no need to take that attitude or tone, Mr. Fothering Folks.
No, certainly not. We work hard in Whitehall, you know. Oh, my word, yes, we do.
Quite right. I worked at least 14 to 15 hours in 1983.
Yes, but you've got no for flipping idea. My men for face danger every hour of the day.
Well, our job's dangerous, too. Only last month I trapped my finger in a paper clip.
I don't give a for fig about your for finger.
And our colleague, Mr. Wilkins, has just had 2 weeks sick leave. He drank his tea with a spoon in the cup and poked himself in the eye.
Fly away. I'm not interested. My men are for fearless, for facing pit pitfalls as they do every second. You keep for far away from them.
Threats will not for phase us, Mr. For Fotheringham for Folks. Come along, number two, to for Folkestone.
Die ultra-lichte sigaret van die 80's is nu beschikbaar in 30's. Benson & Hedges, vervaardigers van Zuid-Afrika's voorverkoper in lichte sigaretten, biedt jou nou Benson & Hedges Ultra Mile 30's. Je kan nu oorslaan naar ultra-zachtheid zonder om smaakprijs te geven met Benson & Hedges Ultra Mile 30's.
Kentucky Fried Chicken's whoppiest offer ever. It's a whopping great meal. It's whopping great value. It's a Whopper Box. What you get is 5 tasty pieces of tender chicken, 2 tubs of mash and gravy, 2 fresh rolls, plus 2 free liquid boots. It's a good and wholesome meal for 2, and it's yours for only R5.95. The Whopper Box offer can't last long, so whop along to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get yours today.
Number two, get a bit of movement going there. In. Out. In. Out. In.
Oh, this is all very well, number one, but why should I be the one to do all the rowing?
Because I'm doing the steering, that's all.
Steering? Trailing your hand in the water behind us?
To each his own, number two. This is mine, yours is rowing. And let's have a bit less of the muttering. Thank you. Ah, but you know, this is the life. Some sea surf, the creak of the oars.
Well, I'd rather it was the roar of a motorboat.
You know as well as I do that this was all we could get. I'm lucky to get that, too.
Yes, the chap who owns it is probably still wondering if there is such a thing as that statute you quoted him.
Statute 146/B/F339/D of 1934, as amended per addendum number 93D/2, section 754A, subsection 3C, subsection 03/X, stating that in times of national emergency, any public transport may be seconded by a government official in need thereof to fulfill its duties. Of course there is. Well, there's got to be something like that anyway.
Yes, but I mean, is this really a time of national emergency?
Well, possibly not quite, but we had to get out to the lighthouse, so this was the only way.
Now, please, come along, number two. Keep it up. We're almost there.
Why couldn't this lighthouse be on dry land like the others?
Apparently, there are a lot of rocks between it and the shore, so they built it on the last big rock. Now, careful.
Careful! Slowly! Oh,
slowly! Careful! On the land. That's it. Careful. That's the way. There we are. All right, come on. Out you get.
All right, then.
Oh, we made it.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Knock on the door, would you please? Number two.
Yes, what do you want?
Good afternoon, madam.
Yeah, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. What do you want?
Well, we're from the ministry.
So why aren't you wearing your collars back to front, then?
Now, you see, it's not that sort of ministry.
Oh, yes, and I've heard of making house calls, but don't you think you're making lighthouse calls is taking it a bit far?
We're from the civil service, madam.
Hey? That was a sudden change of story, wasn't it? Yeah, I know your type. I read about you in the papers. Yes, you're the sort who go round knocking on houses where there are only lonely women. Like myself.
No, it's not anything.
Yes, and then you make up all sorts of silly stories, trying to get the women to let you in. Yeah. And then once you're in, you turn into the terrors that you are, a molester.
No, but I can assure you, madam.
Yes, but... so why are you just standing outside? Come on in.
Madam, we are not the sort who would take advantage.
Oh, you're not?
Definitely not.
Oh, what a pity. Well, what do you want, then?
We'd like to see a Mr. Humbert Snetherthwaite, keeper of this lighthouse, please.
Oh, well, hang on, I'll get him for you. Humbert!
Yes, no, what is it?
Come through here, will you? If someone wants to meet you.
Greetings, gents.
Oh!
Welcome to Snetherthwaite's lighthouse and lodging establishment.
Good heavens.
Something strange, is there? Something that doesn't quite fit.
Yes, your teeth.
Oh, that's not serious. In fact, it's happened through generations of Snetherthwaites.
Oh, hereditary, is it?
No, it runs in the family.
Yes, well, Mr...
Still, what's the purpose of this visitation?
Yes, what do you want?
We want to know why your husband fixed social security stamps to his card upside down in 1972. Number two.
Oh, Social Security. Yes, a moment. Are you from the government?
Well, I suppose you could say that, yes.
Oh, blimey.
And now that my number two has let the cat out of the bag, I'd like to know just what is going on here.
Well, it's nobody's ever checked up before, and, well...
There's going to be trouble about this when we get back to Whitehall, that I can assure you.
Well, it's, oh, dear.
Indeed, madam. Yes, indeed. Oh, dear, and more. Now, come along, number two. Let's get back, shall we? I think that we've seen enough.
Well, actually, I can't see anything at the moment, number one. The fog's come down.
That's a minor problem. You can row back through it. Don't worry.
What? Well, we won't even know which way to go.
Of course we will. It's that... No, hang on. No, it's that... That's a point, isn't it? What direction do we follow to get back to shore?
Straight out there, boys. Go in a straight line to where I'm pointing, and you'll reach land.
Good. Right. Well, come along, number two. And you'll hear more about this, sir, and you, madam.
Yeah.
All right, come on. Cast off, number two.
What's going on, Lord? The way you was pointing was straight out towards the open sea.
That's right, yes. I said they'd reach land going that way, and they will eventually.
You sneaky little sausage.
And you sexy little humbert, you. Come on, let's get back inside. Yes, that'll be the last we'll ever see of them.
Dear Diary,
Day two. Still adrift on the open sea. Water, water everywhere. Also fog, fog everywhere. Completely closed in, like a tomb. Little hope left. Food supplies running low. We're down to our last fish-paste sandwich. Nothing else to eat?
Oh, shut up, number two. Stop all that nonsense.
But might eat the captain if he carries on like this.
Number two! Stop being silly and make that foghorn noise of yours again.
Oh.
You never know. We might be near enough to shore for somebody to hear it. Oh, that was much better, number two. You're beginning to sound like a real foghorn now.
Eh? Well, I didn't make a noise then, number one.
Hmm? Well, it must have been your stomach thing. Well, there it goes again. Look, you'd better have that last sandwich.
That wasn't my stomach.
But it certainly wasn't mine.
Number one, it's a ship.
So it is. We're saved, number two. We're saved.
As long as they know we're here, we are.
Make that noise of yours again, quickly.
I think it's a little late for that, number one. Look behind you.
Oh, glory. Abandoned ship.
Too late!
Oh, my golly. Stopping engine. Stopping engine. Please, goodly sir, this is really being the best placing to be having a swim. Are you wanting to be coming on the boarding? Huh? You're so pleased to be doing so.
Oh, yeah, come on,
you're coming.
Don't
come
in my face.
Oh, my goodness, but you are being mightily wet, are you not?
Yes, we certainly are. Ooh. Thanks to you.
Oh, please do not be thanking me. Any one thing I can be doing for any one other person is being only too much of a pleasure on that side. Perhaps I can be giving you one lifting.
Where are you going?
Oh, to that mightily fine England island.
England? Oh, good, sir.
Jolly good.
That is where I want to be going. Oh, too goodly. The fairies are being 100 rupees each one.
but we don't want a ferry.
Well, you must be paying for the passenger.
But we don't have any rupees.
Oh, perhaps you're having a checky then.
Well, I don't know. Look, we could always get money when we get ashore. Which port do you stop at, by the way?
Oh, no, we're not stopping by no port, no. Well, I'm stopping about 200 yards from the shoreline, and everyone is swimming to the land line. They're not wanting anyone person to be knowing that they are coming to England Island, you see.
Glory. You realize what this has, don't you, number two?
Do I?
Yes. Out of all the boats sailing around the ocean, we have to pick one carrying illegal immigrants.
Hi, Pip Friedman for Medic Alert. You know, life is not a laugh for everyone. Diabetics, those with allergies, and many others have problems in emergencies. The wrong treatment can actually kill. And that's where Medic Alert saves lives, speaking for them when they're unable to. For more details, contact your own doctor or write to Box 4841, Cape Town. And members, if your disc does not have the new emergency telephone number, 254835, contact us urgently. Box 4841, Cape Town.
Myrtle, look, I've just bought that hi-fi in the advert.
What advert?
You know, the sounds as good as it looks one.
Ooh, looks lovely.
If advertisers' promises prove unsound, you can set their record straight.
Well, it looks good.
Report misleading advertising to the Advertising Standards Authority at P.O. Box 10537, Johannesburg 2000, and help us keep advertising honest.
Ugh, as julle die vlek op hierdie hemp kon sien. Maar ek sal 'n kring om hulle trek met my lipstifie en preen op die proefstel. Olie, beet, en waar op aarde kom hierdie grasvlek vandaan? Maar ek vertrou op preen vir die skoonste skoon. Preen het eers, was dan soos gewoonlik. Soos julle kan sien het die vlekke met die kringe om, ek het gedink daar's kringe, skoon verdwyn. Als is silver skoon, dis preen skoon. As dit werklik skoon is, is dit preen skoon.
Nou ook beskikbaar in 'n handige drukhouer.
Sir, Miss
of course, Madrid.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, come along, number two. What can possibly go wrong?
Well, you blithering, blundering blockhead.
Well, whatever could have gone wrong, has.
Something wrong, is there, Sir Gregory?
Oh, a few small things, Lennox Brown. Firstly, the matter of an IOU signed by you, drawn on the British government for several hundred rupees.
Well, we had to get back somehow, Sir Gregory.
I'm deducting it from your salaries.
Well, Sir Gregory, please.
I'm also deducting the cost of a new boat, which you two commandeered in terms of some idiotic made-up act, and then destroyed.
But I can explain that. Shut up.
There's one other thing.
Oh, blimey.
What did you do about the Folkestone light?
Well, that chappy Snetherthwaite wasn't running it properly, so when we got back, we closed it down.
Brilliant. That's something else you've got to pay for.
Getting the lighthouse going again?
No, getting the Britannia going again.
The Britannia?
The Queen's yacht?
The Queen's yacht. She's high and dry on the rocks next to an unlit lighthouse. You imbeciles! All lit up was the men from the ministry tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Putting the lighters out were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Mee, and Frank Graham and Brian Squires.
Tonight's script was written and produced by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.